Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush campaigned in the North Country yesterday. Bush is the first major GOP candidate to log any time north of the Notches. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, all day long, the former Florida governor cast himself as a politician willing to seek solutions to tough issues.
When Jeb Bush rolled up to Lahoot's Ski Shop in Littleton, his welcoming party, which featured three generations of Lahoot family members, was ready.
Welcome to the North Country.
Herb Lahoot.
So is Bush.
I'm surprised they don't name the town after him.
Yeah. Like they should name
every apartment, every apartment, every warehouse.
They should name it after the bank.
Yes, sir.
That's my father.
He served
in the Pacific.
Inside, Jeb Bush worked the room methodically before he paused to add his signature to a door jamb covered in autographs, mostly of famous skiers. Bush said recent elections have taught him a steady approach is the way to prevail in a presidential race.
Last time and the time before that, things ebb and flow. People move up, they move down. I'm the tortoise in the race.
A tortoise with deep campaign coffers and near universal name ID. Littleton Town Budget Chairman Steve Kelly said he was impressed after a quick chat with Bush, before noting that one of Bush's biggest strengths is also a major weakness.
You know, there's some baggage. There's going to be some people who just don't want a third Bush, no matter how good he may very well may be. It's a tough deal, but it's a long process.
But according to Jeb Bush himself, what distinguishes him from rivals is an upbeat approach.
I hope to differentiate myself a bit by staying focused on a positive, optimistic message, because I actually think the world isn't coming to an end. I think we're on the verge of the greatest time to be alive. And if you have a mindset like that, then your policies can be presented in a different way than description of how bad things are.
Throughout the day, Bush talked about solving big challenges in his calls to simplify the tax code and to clean up Washington via things like term limits and banning elected officials from becoming lobbyists went down easy at every stop. When Bush spoke about crimping entitlement spending, though, the reaction was more mixed. New Hampshire, and the North Country in particular, is rich in old people, and as the state's poorest region, the North Country is full of voters who rely heavily on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Speaking at the Lancaster VFW, Bush said the changes he supports, like raising the retirement age and means-testing Social Security, need to be handled carefully.
It should be phased in, the retirement age, and it should not have any impact on people that are already receiving the benefits. This is the place where I think there's more consensus than, say, what do you do with Medicare costs that are growing far faster than income or the government's ability to pay for it.
Bush says he'll detail his plans on how to change entitlement sometime soon, but Democrats and union-affiliated advocacy groups aren't waiting to go on the offensive. Jane Lang with the New Hampshire Alliance for the Retired confronted Bush during a town hall event in Gorham.
Why are you always attacking the seniors?
Well, I'm not. Here's what I said. I said that we're going to have to reform our entitlement system. We have to. It's an actuarially unsound healthcare system. It's actuarially unsound. $50 trillion of debt has been accrued, and if we do nothing, that's the burden that we're going to place on your children and grandchildren that you're concerned about, and so am I.
Bush said he expected to be demonized for suggesting entitlement programs need to change, but he said people who want to be president ought to forge solutions on the tough issues. Yet as Jeb Bush ended his day in Gorham, he also indicated that there may be the occasional issue that remains too hot to handle, like Northern Pass.
Certainly a candidate for president better beware. I'm not getting near that one, baby. You know,
which may be easier said than done if Jeb Bush plans to do what he said he would yesterday, campaign often in the North Country. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.